Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study, Galatians chapter 1, we were taught that if the way of salvation were left up to man, there would be almost as many ways of salvation as there are men. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Truth is not what I make it to be, and it's not what you make it to be. Truth is what saith the Scripture. Remember John 17, verse 17, thy word is truth. That's what Jesus said of the Bible. Thy word is truth. So make sure that you can verify by the word of God. Man does not improve upon God. Now, God can improve upon a man in his life, but a man cannot improve what God gives. The authority of God's word is the bottom line. And not receiving Christ as he lays it out in his word is to reject the way to heaven, to reject the way to eternal life, and go to eternal hell. Now, just think about this. And this, again, goes back to common sense. If God had created the heaven and the earth, and then just left it to man, you know how many ways of salvation would be out there? Men trying to philosophize and think it through. Well, there would be so many ways of salvation, it'd be pathetic. Now we have that with a lot of different religions. But what we need to understand is this. In Jesus Christ, who existed throughout eternity past, he became a man, perfectly human, that he might be able to communicate to man. That's why it says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for witness to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. And he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, which was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, you see there, the Word became God. Jesus became God. And then Jesus, he didn't become God, he always was. He became a man, should I say, and he took on human flesh. So Jesus became humanity. Why? Not only to pay the penalty for our sin, but to communicate to mankind the mind of God. Now, we get the Word of God, and with the Word of God, we try to communicate that to others. And because we have the Word of God to communicate to others, we've got to be sure that we have the right word. Or as I said, We have so many philosophies out there about, well, this is what you got to do to get to heaven. You see, instead, God left his word, and he even said in Psalms 12, 6 and 7, read it for yourself, just don't take my words, that he would preserve every word. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 says that every word of God is pure. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 that one jot or one tittle would in no wise pass from the law. That means not even one dot of the I or cross of the T, so to speak, would pass from it. He says in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scripture is given by inspiration. That means God breathed. He had to breathe out every word to men. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. We're told in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21 there that holy men of God, they took this word down. They spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. See, this wasn't the great minds of great men of the past, great Bible men, great holy men. This was men had to be holy in order for God just to speak to them, to give them the word. But God also promised to preserve it. He said even heaven and earth will pass before his word does. So, my friend, always verify, whether it's on this broadcast, whether it's in your church or wherever you are, verify, 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 and you verify all other things by the word of God. And no need to write me about that, because I will not change on that. I've told people, they said, but can't you change about anything? I said, yes, when the Bible changes, I'll change. Or when God changes, I'll change. So when God changes, I'll change with him. Till then, he that said he changeth not, I'll just stick with him and go his way. And I hope that you will too. Now, men do not give authority to the truth. Rather, the truth gives authority to men as long as they operate on that truth. I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior on the authority of God's Word. Acts 4:12, there is none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. Revelation 22, verse 17, whosoever will, well, that'll make some people upset that God said that, whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, boy, there others that believe that there are a lot of people predestined to hell have a problem with that, but he said, whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 10:10, and it says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made in salvation. Then verse 13 follows up by saying, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Somebody tries to devise a different way of salvation, realize Satan's got a hold of that mind, and that person probably doesn't even know it, because Satan is a deceiver. Now, notice that first part of verse 7 there, as we read it, he says there in Galatians chapter 1 of this gospel now, this another gospel, he says, which is not another. Now, again, this is under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. God's breathing this out. So he says, which is not another. Now the word another is allo. This is teaching us that it is not another of the same kind. Again, this is not the gospel only presented in a different way. It is something that has been diluted or changed or made part of an ingredient that may have been added or taken away. In other words, I can present the plan of salvation and tell people God loves them to begin the plan of salvation. I'm still going to tell them they're sinners. They can't save themselves. Jesus died on the cross for their sins and rose from the dead. And they must turn to him, turning from self, turning from sin, turning to him, to cleanse them of their sin by his blood and receive him in their life as their God and Savior. Now, I can tell them that way, but others, instead of saying, God loves you, they may say, all who sin comes short of the glory of God. And they may start from that vantage point. There's different ways of presenting the gospel to a person, but understand, whichever way you choose, make sure that it's as the Bible says it is. Jesus died for us, was buried, and rose from the dead. Make sure that it is with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Make sure that it's that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Make sure that it's also, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. Make sure that they understand that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But that blood had to be right, and it was the blood of the pure, the holy, the separate from sinners, the undefiled, the harmless Son of God. And that's where that comes from. And so many miss that. Now, again, the gospel can be presented in different ways, but just make sure it's the gospel and nothing's added to it and nothing's taken away. So clearly, in our text, it states, it is not another. Why? Because there's no other gospel by which a man can be saved. As Jesus said again in John 14:6, no man comes unto the Father but by me, that is, by Jesus Christ. Now, there be some that trouble you, he goes on to say here, and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Again, Galatians chapter 1, verse 7. Trouble is defined as to stir or agitate, to trouble. The idea is they stir you up to disturb you mentally with excitement, perplexity, and fear. Now, this is what the Judaizers were doing to the people. You know what? You're not really saved. You won't stay saved if you don't do this. You don't get circumcised. If you don't keep these certain dietary laws. If you don't do this, you don't do that, then you won't remain saved. So that is clearly why this letter under the direction of the Holy Spirit is being written. And it's interesting because trouble here in verse 7 is in a present tense of the Greek, meaning that there are still Judaizers that are there at Galatia trying to redirect this church from the salvation they received in Christ as it was preached by the Apostle Paul from the Word. And so this letter is to combat them while they're still there. Now, these learned men who were Judaizers were responsible for the error they were preaching. But the people of Galatia were personally responsible to not be deceived.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.